Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's okay. Fantastic. You need to get right on top of that microphone.
Okay, like fine. Big,
and also, I need to always have, what? I've got the iPad here because I'm a research freak. I like to verify things.
You do you.
And if you need me to look anything you up do for you, just tell me I can.
Hi, your dog really likes me. Or the plate. There's nothing on the plate.
She's an ill-trained streetwalker from
Bakersfield. I did have to move the cheese. Oh. She was up on the counter.
No, she's an ill-trained beast from Bakersfield. Okay, let's do this.
Right. She's a beaut.
Thank you. Just got groomed. Okay.
Yes. Here we go. She's three, beauty. Okay. Two,
yes.
One.
How do you take care of her? Do you have to walk her around? Okay. Cheers, babies.
Cheers.
I already feel like this is going to be the coolest happy hour ever.
Yay.
Fucking Christmas vacation with Mrs. Yay. Griswold happy hour.
Good timing. Everybody. Good timing. I just talked to some podcast.
It's Beverly D'Angelo.
About Christmas vacation.
Yeah.
But
did you really?
It's the season.
Yeah.
It's like. It just, it keeps coming up and coming. Like, it's I can predict the interest.
Wait, do we have it? We were saying that Trump's America really is like Clark Griswold and you when everything goes to shit, right?
Everything goes to shit, but the,
we're
thing
this
is...
together. This is a full-blown four-alarm holiday emergency here. We're going to press on, and we're going to have the happiest Christmas since Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking K.
Yeah. Isn't that where we are?
But the difference is, I always thought of those films.
Get your headphones on your big Hollywood hair.
But
your glamorous.
My hair isn't big in Hollywood,
it's
is it?
It's big and glamorous. And
it's not but big. That sounds like I'm in Texas with a bouffant.
No, yeah. You're just
I have a lot of hair. I'm just, Italian.
Listen, you're just hot and you're...
Baby.
Emmy and fucking... Golden Globe nominated.
Look at your notes. You're trying to look at your notes
because I was trying to remember...
Pull some compliments
out of here's the thing. Because... Obviously, the vacation movie is so wildly popular.
Because it's on TV
you
every
were,
year.
I loved you before. I mean, Jesus Christ.
I love
Stella and Streetcar Named Desire.
You read the notes.
No.
Look at you. You're looking
I
at
know.
The notes.
I remember Patsy Cline. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's right.
Tell my mom you're coming.
And Coal Miner's Daughter.
Thank you.
Yes.
I appreciate
anyway.
It deeply.
But, and then you got, obviously, in this huge thing you thought was a little summer movie. And now you're Ellen Griswold.
For better or for worse. Although I kind of thought that the 7-year stint on Entourage is kind of like a bitch agent.
I love Babs.
Would cancel that out.
Right.
But I kind of, I was playing mothers, like even in Patsy Cline, I was a mentor.
Right.
I was younger than Sissy. Right. Then I was 29.
You were 29 and they said, don't play a mother in vacation.
They said, don't do it. So, but I really have always played those kind of roles, but I kind of went from like the mother to the bitch. It's like there was nothing in between.
Is there a difference?
I never played a... Well, I did play a lawyer on SUV, but I didn't go through the...
Right.
And now I'm just... I don't even know what's happening now.
Right. This has already been... We had to stop her from talking. I was like, oh my God, hang on. We have to turn on the microphones because you're already the most fascinating woman alive. Stop it. Stop talking.
On? Okay, stop.
Oh my God. And you finally gave in. Travis was pushing that fucking rosé vodka on you.
I know he's trying to relive his life as a former bartender or something. Like, you're not in a bar. You're not bartending.
You can take the boy out of the bar, but you can't take the bar out of
the boy. You can take the man out of the bar, but you can't take the bar out of the man. Really, stop pushing it. But it's delicious.
But you got two drinks now.
Oh my God, she has
got my drink.
She has that smoky.
Sexy Although,
voice.
You know, there's another vodka that's great, and I don't know what country it's from.
Oh, my God, you could do
not a sex. Slovenia. It's so I don't fantastic. Know what country it's from, but it's
what?
Cucumber vodka. Lessen?
Oh, I've
Kessen?
I've had Ethan.
Effin.
I've had.
Isn't that a great name? I'll have some Effin vodka. It's called Effin.
Yeah,
they got Effin cucumber.
Now.
They got Effin black cherry.
Effin cucumber is the best.
It's really good.
It's clean.
Mm-hmm. That was soda and a splash of lime.
Okay. Is this a potato vodka?
No.
What kind of vodka is it?
I am not 100% sure. Mm.
All right. And you call yourself a bartender.
Thanks for tuning into
Who
vodka
made their
talk.
Own vodka?
Vodka talk.
Yeah. Okay. Vodka talk.
Travis said it was
it's
great.
The vodka
when he
talking.
Did the with the pre, you know, the booking, he's like, you're like, well, you know, I really shouldn't and I can't have it. Okay, Elf Street vodka up on the rocks.
I know.
I bring like a bag of four different types.
It's a perilous combination. You know what I didn't get about your email though? The last email you sent me said Lily Tomlin warns that you will have to play, and we'll give you the cue. Play what? An
we got
instrument?
Her a little liquored up. Oh,
yeah,
do we
Lily
have the...
Tomlin has a warning about doing the podcast.
Yeah. Don't bother calling me and telling me not to air it. She tried that. It didn't work.
Stephanie, it's Lily. I want that damned podcast. I want it eradicated from the face of the earth. No, the earth of the face. Listen. I'm gonna call me back. No, I'm not going to do that. I don't have that to say at all. I just want to call you and see how badly I humiliated myself yesterday, being totally drunk. But anyway, call me back when you can. Love you a lot. Love your show. Love you. Everything's going good. Bye.
That was a total 360. I love it. I just love it.
Okay, because you've already said several things because I okay well we're going to start with the whole
okay
your kids are of course
they're going to
by
be
Al,
18
by Al Pacino but anyway then
yeah,
you were
by,
like
by
you know,
Al Pacino I've, you say that it's like they were breeding thoroughbreds for the Kentucky Derby. There's a you know Seattle Slough out of you know like I'm the dam you know what I mean how they call like horses the dam for them yeah so
all
yeah,
right
I'm the dam
so okay yeah. Let's can we talk for a second. Okay, did I, because, okay, I recently, first of all, I don't leave my basement, really. I don't get invited anywhere, as you can probably tell. But I did, for whatever reason, get invited to Martin Sheen's birthday party.
Oh.
And I was leaving, and I was like, oh, it's Al Pacino in the kitchen.
They were roommates.
No, I know, but I was a little not sort of prepared
right,
for that,
right.
As you weren't, because you said you'd been dating 3 months, and he said to you, you're going to be the mother of my children.
I want you to be the mother of my children.
Okay,
and like the good.
I'm gay, and I would have dropped to the floor and spread my legs immediately.
Well, I had already spread my legs,
which you obviously
and it
did.
Was, and it was a very late stage in the game, very late. I was
40.
Met him when I was 44.
Wow.
And I was like, excuse me, just a minute. Look at my history. Never had kids. I had abortions and everything. Yeah. And getting late in the day, so honestly, you know, there was a bit of a. I won't say Rosemary's Baby, but, you know, there's a lot of technology involved.
Right.
And several approaches.
That's a weird reference.
And
okay.
And that's a what?
Well, that's a weird reference, but okay.
What, technology?
Rosemary's Baby.
No, I said not exactly Rosemary's Baby. But, you know.
Okay. Shit's getting weird already.
No.
Okay.
And by the way, we're great friends. We're terrific co-parents. Everything
I know.
Copacetic.
No, I know. I've heard all that.
It's all good.
No, he's a charming motherfucker. I was just...
He is a charming motherfucker. And I've said to people before who said, oh, my God, like, how could I help but fall in love with Bernardo Bertolucci? And it's like, hello, these people aren't these people just because you met them.
Right.
It's not like, you know, it's like, oh, I've discovered this rock and isn't he fabulous. It's like, you know,
oh no, I'm gay,
you know what I
and
mean?
I think I had an orgasm because I made him laugh because I only got to talk to him for a minute.
Oh, good.
And I said,
how'd you do
and
it?
I said we
he's
use...
got a great sense of humor.
I know. I said we
it's
use so
funny,
many of your sound bites.
He knows what things are plenty of.
Right. I said we use so many of your sound bites right in the
oh, his
Trump administration the because like we're like you're out of order and you're out of order and you're out of order. We got a moron here. Right? Like they almost all
exactly.
work.
Yeah, they all work.
Yeah, just play any of
he's
them.
He's the OG.
And we'll both have orgasms.
He's the OG.
We'll have an orgasm together, Beverly.
Okay, let's
you
go.
You, sir, are a liar. Liar, liar, your pants are on fire!
Oh my God, Beverly
let's
and
do
Angela.
It. Let's
we just
do
came
it.
Together. Okay,
let's
what?
Do it. Liar, liar, your pants are on
fire!
Yeah. You know,
everything he's ever done in a movie relates to Donald Trump. I don't know why.
It's fantastic. He was channeling the future.
Yeah.
I will tell you a little side thing,
because
everybody says this about that. Shortly after we broke up, because people are insane, I got fixed up on a blind date. Not my idea of fun.
Like Sense of a Woman blind date?
You know
what, Travis?
I did.
That's funny.
I did have an affair with a quadriplegic who only had sporadic sight.
Really?
But we'll get back to that.
What kind of show are you guys running here?
Okay.
I speak Pacino.
You're out of order. But the thing is, so on this blind date, first of all, it was at a horrible place. I can't remember the name of it.
Yeah.
If I could, I wouldn't say it. But it was like a bar restaurant in Beverly Hills. It was like, Oh, are you kidding? And shortly in, and he was a real estate developer, and shortly into the date, after he told me that I looked exactly like his dead wife, and then he showed me a picture, and I was
hot.
Like,
that's hot.
I was crushed. But anyway, he told me that, so I said, you know, well, tell me about your world, you know, like what's a regular date? He said, well, you know, it's kind of a silly. He said, I've discovered my love of acting, and I've studied acting.
Oh, shit.
So I thought, okay, there's some commonality with this person that I want to flee from. And he said, in fact, I've been working on a monologue. I'd be happy to do it. I'm into it.
Oh, no.
I said, great.
Did he do a classical and a contemporary for you?
It was from Glengarry, Glenn Ross, and it was Al. So, you know, there's that. But I bring that up because everybody.
I bring that up because how is that not fantastic?
Because everybody has an inner Al Pacino.
That's right. That's
I certainly did. And he's
literally
a great dad.
Literally,
great dad. Loved him very much at the time.
Yeah,
you know,
so yeah, I bet.
Always have reassured my children from the age of four when we split up on that they were conceived in love, yeah. And that's the truth.
And twins, and they're 18 now.
They're going to be 18 at the end of January,
wow.
But I'm under instruction not to talk about them. From them.
All right. Well, fuck the children.
They're building their
own
way.
As George Carlin would say, fuck the children.
Okay, well, I wouldn't say that, but. You know, their privacy is their privacy.
No, of course. Of course.
And I've already cleared everything with them.
And you were formerly married to a Maserati or an Italian Duke or something?
I was married to a Duke. I was a Duchess, yes.
You are the most fascinating woman in the world.
You've got a Duchess in your basement.
You
not
were with
anymore.
Milos
I
Forman,
him.
The director. You went
he guided
to
me into. He guided yes. me into showbiz.
Yeah.
He was.
Okay, you're the most interesting woman in the world.
Thank you.
Okay.
In the world, but thank you.
Yes.
Well, not educated.
You have had a very exotic life. You're a very
I've
exotic
had a good
creature.
Life. I have a good life. I go places where others have you're not gone.
Space.
And,
the final
and I continue
frontier.
To. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen. Here, one of the things you missed, Travis, in the kitchen before the
oh,
thing.
Oh, I overheard.
She's
but
like,
you know, but I don't
oh,
have
yes,
a lot.
I've been fluid. I've
yeah.
written a song about it. I'm like,
but, oh,
wow,
yeah.
This could be the it's hottest happy
YouTube.
Hour ever.
You
Beverly D'Angelo. What? What?
No, I didn't write the song about fluidity. Although I did once write a song called "Let's Get Crazy" very early on. I got a recording deal with it, and it was about a three-way. But I did
yeah.
write a song
oh,
called
oh,
"I Can't
hello.
Fuck Without Falling in Love" that
yes.
somebody posted on YouTube from my Viper Room days. We're off topic. I was trying to
oh,
tell
no,
you something.
Oh, no, no. We are so on topic
no
for me.
Topic for
we
show.
Are laser focused on topic
okay.
for me.
Oh, the Duke. We were talking about the Duke.
Oh, no, fuck him. Listen, let's talk
okay,
about you and
anyway,
me.
He was great. What?
Al Pacino's a tough act to follow. Milos Forman, listen, you've been.
He was lovely, Milos.
Dear
He's
God.
He's no longer with us.
Yeah, I know. But, wow, I mean, wait, where was.
Well,
where
I will
are my
tell
notes?
You,
I'm already drunk.
Okay,
there,
raised,
but
wait,
he directed
in a family
you in,
of three boys.
Okay, Columbus, Ohio.
Columbus,
I know.
Ohio. Raised
musician
in,
parents.
Yeah, yeah.
You were
well, they
as a
former
singer.
Musician parents, but raised in a fantastic household.
I know. Violinist, where, bass player.
Right,
I know.
Right. But the violinist got disowned for marrying the bass player man, who was an Italian immigrant, not college educated, on the road at the tail end of the, you know, big band era. And
right.
they ran off and eloped. My brother was born 5 months later. I was raised as the child of a musician till I was like six or seven. Then he got into broadcasting.
Okay. He
and
ran a TV station.
He ran a broadcasting company.
I haven't had that much wine. I'm like I have cat like mental reflexes.
Yeah, you do. You're doing very good with
mm-hmm.
your notes right in front
mm-hmm.
of you. So, but
fuck
anyway,
or fuck
the
me.
Point is, the point is,
what?
I grew up witnessing a love story,
mm-hmm.
and I grew up raised by only men, and so when I went on my own at 17, it was really the men that I was very comfortable with men that opened doors for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, and I and
Clint Eastwood, you say, is your
Clint Eastwood
your first
was the
mentor
only,
and
he was,
friend.
No, it wasn't my mentor, but I'll say I'd done hair, hadn't been released. I'd made a teeny little movie with that starred the wife of his agent, and it was the first job that I ever had gotten, and one of the few that I'd gotten where I was actually on the set shooting before I met him.
Yeah.
He just hired me from seeing me in a movie when I wasn't even anybody.
Yeah.
So he was very cool that way. And but I wouldn't call him a mentor, certainly a treasured person. But, yeah.
What did you think when you saw him talking to the chair at the Republican convention?
What the fuck was that? What was that about? It wasn't even a good actor exercise or like a therapy thing. I did that therapy once where I like ended up, you know, I was supposed to talk to people in chairs and I ended up like regressing and wanting to be breastfed.
That can be arranged later tonight.
Stephanie.
What?
That's the rosé talking.
Did I make stuff weird?
That's
again?
The rosé talking. No, not Stephanie. But anyway, there is when
why couldn't he just have like hit a pillow and be like, Hillary, what did you do to me?
But when I do look at the path that my career took, yes, it was, I was always mentored by men. The doors were always opened by men. However, the first door to having an independent life that was based solely on my talent, I can attribute to a woman named Ann Hunter in Toronto in 1972 when she...
You have the sexiest voice.
When
ever.
She shouldn't I be doing commercial?
Do I can't be land here? A voiceover. Do you need to be here?
I can't land a voiceover to save my life.
Really?
I've auditioned.
You have the
for
best
everything.
Voice ever. You have like a Harvey's Bristol Cream voice.
Harvey's Bristol Cream.
Every message I leave you from now on is going to be that.
Okay. Hi, Beverly. It's Harvey's Bristol Cream.
Would you like
cream.
To go over a little Harvey's Bristol Cream?
Yeah.
And a three-way. Oh, no. Fuck the three-way. Okay, it's just me. I'm tricking you about the three-way.
Fuck the Harvey's Bristol Cream.
It's only me.
Let's go back.
We're going to start stalking.
It's Lily Tomlin. I want you to erase this. No, I don't.
I want you to eradicate
Harvey's Bristol Cream. Well, leave out the Bristol Cream.
Hold that thought, Mrs. Griswold.
Her name is Beverly Stephanie.
Listen.
Beverly D'Angelo.
The whole conversation is making me hungry. You know what I don't like? Grizzle. That's why it made me think of that. I like Omaha steaks. They are the best steaks and burgers in the world, period.
Maybe you can take Miss Griswold upstairs and fix her a non-grizzly steak.
I think I will. Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher since 1917. They're simply the best tasting steaks and burgers I've ever had. I don't know what to tell you, right? You just a little salt, a little pepper. You don't need to do anything. It's such good meat.
You're not that good of a cook, and if you can do this, anyone can do this.
I suck. And right now, Omaha Steaks is giving an amazing limited time offer to my listeners. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter the code Miller into the search bar. What happens? You get 74% off Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now only $49.99.
What?
That is less than taking the whole family to Wally World. Let's do this. Order now. You'll get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha Steaks burgers, 4 kielbasa sausages, all beef meatballs, 4 potato salt gratin, 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus you get 4 more burgers for free. That could feed the whole family, including the Randy Quaid character, whose name I forget.
That's a perfect dinner for 2, if you ask me.
The obnoxious cousin.
Eddie.
Right, Eddie. Thank you. Okay. The 4 extra burgers are for him. Again, get this limited time package for only $49.99. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Miller in that search bar. Add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer ends soon. Go to omahasteaks.com. Type Miller in the search bar. Send the Omaha Steaks family gift package today. Hey, speaking of the holidays, they're just around the corner. It's time to order holiday cards for family and friends. I'm going to, I think, take a picture of me in my new massage chair, who is the closest I'm going to have to a partner, I think, by Christmas.
Some people take a picture with their partner, their girlfriend, their boyfriend, their husband, their wife.
My dogs. Okay.
So your massage chair and your dog, that is your family.
Listen, this year create custom holiday photo cards quickly and easily and affordably at simplytoimpress.com. Even disgusting newlyweds like you and Dylan can go to simplytoimpress.com. for your incredibly gay, incredibly cute Christmas cards.
Oh, wouldn't it look cute with our pretty little blue suits and some snowflakes?
Yes, I'm really happy
Making
for you.
Making some holiday cards that everyone can enjoy?
Okay, listen. Upload your family photos or get them from Facebook or Instagram. Personalize the text and you're done. It's that easy. SimplyToImpress.com prints your cards professionally on your choice of premium card stock in just a few days, rushes them right to your door. The New York Times Wirecutter named SimplyToImpress their favorite custom photo card service. What? Simply to Impress even offers foil cards.
What?
Yes. And hundreds of great holiday card designs for your business, too. Place your order today to save 30% and get free shipping. Just enter the promo code DEAL at checkout. Save big on holiday photo cards today using the promo code DEAL at simplytoimpress.com. That's simplytoimpress.com. And now, back to Clark Griswold's wife.
Beverly D'Angelo.
Right.
Wait, so Don Lorenzo Salvinati. Yeah.
Salviati.
Hey, what? Okay, whatever.
Don Lorenzo Salviati.
Yeah.
The best
man in the
world. Where
does one meet an Italian duke?
I met him because Hair opened the Cannes Film
Festival.
Wait,
hang on. Just for people that are, you know. Okay.
Okay, good.
All right. Okay. She obviously, you know her as Ellen Griswold, National Lampoon's Vacation from 1983 to 2015. Wow. She's the only person ever that's worked with Chevy Chase and signed up to do it again.
I know. We even did a pilot
over 60
together.
Films, nominated for a Golden Globe for her role as Patsy Cline in Coal Miner's Daughter.
Golden
and
Satellite.
For an Emmy Award as Stella. Stella! Right.
Golden Satellite for American
History. In A Streetcar Named Desire, 1984.
And there's something
Hair,
else.
American History. Okay.
Somebody just told me that I was nominated for something a while ago that I never knew.
You didn't
in my
know.
Career.
Yeah.
No, because it's what fucking career? I mean, I haven't. I didn't
you
do
have
anything,
a,
right?
You're an amazing actress. You have an amazing. Who's
I don't know.
Nominated for an Emmy and a Golden Globe, and then you just you stopped to raise kids, right?
No,
like, it's not
I,
like
well,
you.
No, I stopped at a late age to raise kids, but right. I moved to Italy in 1981. I was done.
Wait, with who now?
Hollywood.
With the Italian Duke
I,
or Milosh?
I moved to, I was based in Italy with the Italian Duke. I was living in Italy, like, and I was in Italy when my agent called me and he said, you're in the number one movie this week.
Oh.
And I went,
vacation?
What?
You're like,
and it was
what?
Vacation. He was like, what? I thought that it was just going to be for SNL fans and
whatever. See, I don't leave my basement, so I don't know how women meet Greek shipping heirs or
no,
Italian dukes.
No. It wasn't like that.
Oh,
he was okay. A student at USC. But that's not how
too.
I met him. Okay.
See, but I somehow
he was in economics.
The Dukes
but,
at USC.
But the way that I met him was that the film of Hair opened the Cannes Film Festival, and I met a woman named Claudia Ruspoli, who was titled. You know, the whole title thing in Italy is like they kick the king out, so technically. But anyway, she was a princess, and she was great, and she threw a glass of wine in Milosh's face over because he was
fantastically dramatic.
He was making fun of, yeah, in Saint-Tropez. And so she said, oh, you live in
Who
Los-
have we had on Happy Hour? That's
I know. The just, what I'm dropping.
Glass of wine and Milosh's foreman's face in
Saint-Tropez. Oh. Okay, so which I thought was great. I thought, God, she's got balls. I'm scared to, you know, do, I mean, he was my God. So anyway, she said, in Los Angeles, I have my cousin, Lorenzo, lives in Los Angeles. You should call him sometime. So, you know, big deal. I mean, everybody told me everything. Right. So then 6 months later, I'm in Los Angeles. I go to a birthday party at the then Trash Bag Roosevelt Hotel. This was before the renovation. It's a birthday party
Roosevelt.
For a friend of mine.
Yeah.
Oliver Stone was there crawling on his hands and knees high, by the way.
No.
And this is 1980, uh-huh. Beginning of 81. And at midnight, there were, you know, it was a suite. And I had met Lorenzo. He was the most handsome man I'd ever seen. He was a god to look at.
Yeah.
And so we were talking and doing coke. And the guy, the birthday boy, came in and said, okay, it's my birthday and I want everybody that I actually know to come into the other room and celebrate my birthday with me. And I said, I know you. And he goes, yeah, but I don't know him. And he pointed at Lorenzo and I said, I live up the street. So we went to my house, which was then on Whitley Terrace. And 7 months later, it was like, you know, we went to Vegas and got married. And the first time. Did I,
wow.
Okay. So then I. Of
Don't
course,
even bother calling me.
I had
me to eradicate this podcast because
I
I'm
had
not.
No idea.
Who else is on the podcast? Been like, all right, so
I knew that he was related to Princess Claudia Ruiz, but I really had no idea of what his deal was because we got to know each other in the bubble, right?
Right.
So my parents were very cool. They were like, well, anything you need, that's wonderful. You know, congratulations because they were coming from love, right?
Right.
His parents, not so much. I had no idea what I was in for. We flew to New York to meet his mother and father. They were at the Plaza. We were on our way to the Oak Room, and I called my friend Jane and said, I'm going to meet my in-laws now that are kind of horrified and questioning the validity of this marriage that just happened, you know, a week ago. And I know what we're into, and my husband is like shivering, you know. She said, we've got to have a mink. Got to wear a mink. She goes, come and get my mink. So I go running over to her apartment. I get the Block Gamma. Remember, this is pre-PETA kind of thing.
Yeah.
So I've got that on my arm. And I said,
that would have been weird if you
what
showed
do
up
I
with
wear?
Like blood all over you.
Yeah, right. Like, what do I wear?
To meet your in-laws.
You know, what do I wear?
You're dripping in blood. You're just, like Carrie.
Right, right. Just be yourself. And so I had on a sweater and jeans. And so we go into the Oak Room. And, you know, as with protocol, my that I would learn, of course, they didn't stand to greet me because there's a hierarchy of who you stand for,
sure.
who you put your hand out to, who you don't sure. put your hand out to.
You're just a commoner and, from Hollywood. Yeah,
that's right. And she said, and Lorenzo said, this is Beverly D'Angelo. And his mother said, Lorenzo tells us you are an entertainer. Like I was,
like
was
prostitute.
Fucking
prostitute.
A donkey in Tijuana. That's how it started. I've got like, the black
like
gamma.
Like you shot ping pongs out, right. ping balls out of your twat yeah. in Taiwan.
Hello. Just, I've seen women do that in Hawaii. I saw that in Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that going to be our honeymoon? Because I'm hoping.
Yeah, we'll go to
I'm hoping. Okay.
It was called.
I'm just like, let's and get it's back called to us in a minute.
The,
okay,
the name of the bar yeah. is called The Stoplight, and they give you popcorn.
Oh, yeah. Let's. Do we have a sound effect of a woman shooting a ping pong ball out of her vagina? Close enough.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
There you go. And also, this particular woman... crouched over a stack of quarters she'd collected from the audience yes. first and then took them all up and spit them out one by one, which I gotta say,
that's fantastic.
You know,
that's talent.
Yeah, yeah. A human change machine.
That's a fantastic.
But anyway,
what do you need? Here you go.
So then
25
we,
cents.
Going back to the black gamma, so then
yes,
we have a discussion. By the way, I do have a very decent background. My mother was D.A.R., you know, sophisticated
no,
and all that kind of stuff.
I
knew how to present myself.
I'm not some Italian
I knew,
Duchess
I,
cunt calling yeah, I, you a streetwalker.
I knew how to acquit myself or whatever. And so then, of course, because they were saying, why don't we take a nice walk? It's a beautiful day.
Uh-oh.
Let's take a walk.
That doesn't
but it was
go
also,
well
it was also September and it was cold. So, you know, I've got to put the mink on, right?
Right.
I forgot that Jane was 5'9". So it was like, yo, yo, yo,
that's Jane calling. She wants the fucking mink back.
Jane.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Jane's
sorry.
Dad. No, the reason I'm telling this story is because, A, my husband knows it by heart.
Right.
And we're still friends. And, B, Jane's dead. So it's not like she's going to say, I'm not 5'9".
Yes,
you know,
exactly.
So it's a safe story.
Well, she's not anymore.
Yeah.
Stephanie.
Travis. Okay, here's my point.
He's nudging me for the rosé.
It's made with grain and
I should have
and
eaten
grapes.
Today. I think
oh.
only having a piece of cheese
here
will
have
not
that.
Keep me sick. No, I'm as I said, I'm trying have to ease into keto.
Have a little pretzel.
No, trying to ease into keto.
Listen.
I have to.
I'm going to be so good for you when we're married.
I have to ease into keto.
I'm like, listen, actress, friend, whatever with the keto.
No.
Have a goddamn cracker.
I've got to ease into keto. I've got to. I mean, I've made it through. I've been very... healthy lately, and it's all
Can I just say, you're
nightmare.
So beautiful. Oh, my God, you're smoking hot. Isn't
Thank
she smoking
you.
Hot? Look at her.
I'm gay, and I think you're
Get
hot.
Your face
really?
Up in
oh,
Ellen
yeah.
Griswold, for fuck's
Thank
sake.
Thank you. You're so sweet.
No, it's
I
true.
Love that it's radio.
Hmm. No,
you know that line,
you're on TV, too.
You have
sorry.
A voice made for
She's
radio.
She's got a camera on
you. Oh, fuck, no!
Yeah, and there's something a little weird about your hair right
no,
here. And I would
you
tell you if...
told me this... Hey, no!
Oh, now you're even
more beautiful. No, now I won't be free. Now it's my bad side.
No.
Well, now I'm going to have to talk to you like this.
No, stop it.
No one watches the video.
I can't believe you would do that to me.
Oh, stop it.
No one watches the video.
I don't.
What
the
do
reason
you think
that,
that
I'm
is?
Starting. I don't know.
What
the
do you think?
Security.
Robots. Like you've never
the security?
Camera?
No, but the reason that I'm doing
like,
a podcast myself.
Beverly D'Angelo has broken into the house. Blink security. Help me.
Yeah. No, to watch your dog. But I.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that I'm starting a podcast is because I can't stand the scrutiny. I've never been able to stand the scrutiny.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
said
like
that.
It.
You've been on.
I don't
said,
like the scrutiny.
You've said some fantastically.
Some I'm that, drinking two drinks
oh,
at the same
fantastic.
Time.
We've never had anyone double fisted.
But
is
here's
fantastic.
The thing. Look, double
no.
fisted.
What?
Double
you,
fisting.
That's
is different.
That caught
and
my
me
attention.
Fisted. That's for you and me later.
But, there's a line no. right here.
Wait, hang
and
on.
I know that it's there. I'm pointing out to everybody who's watching.
Wait, hang on.
It's there.
Let me tell you something.
This is what would take care of it. Okay, go ahead. I'm talking to your audience.
Oh my God. Can you sing crazy to me? Because we are just crazy enough for each other.
Crazy. I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy. Crazy for feeling so blue. Okay, that's
oh
enough.
Oh, my God. That was fantastic.
Was
She's
it,
saying all the
was
songs
my vibrato
as Patsy
like
and Coal Miner's
slow.
Daughter. Oh, my God.
But what? Was my vibrato like a little slow, like a truck going through
no,
it, laced with
fantastic.
Vodka?
That's fantastic. It's so hot.
That's the first thing my mom said when I said you were coming on. She
I
said,
know it's raining in L.A., but
Patsy all the moms like the crazy.
Oh,
like
there's so much moisture in here right now.
I just sang that. I caught that. I just sang that at my nephew's wedding upon request.
Aww.
It's not really in my... I was never a country and western person.
Right, but
I kind of looked
askance. You really started as a singer. This is like, you've had such fame as an actress that, like, I didn't even know all that. Except
I know.
That, and then I was like, oh my God, she sang the songs.
It's kind of like the Joni Mitchell in painting, but with far less achievement.
Stop it. Wait.
You got a Golden
Globe. Hang on.
Didn't get the Golden Globe.
All right. No, hang on. You've said some very deep things. Can I have some deep thoughts music, please? Thank
deep
you.
Deep thoughts. Stephanie Miller.
No, but you've
Beverly
talked about...
D'Angelo.
Okay, so you and Al Pacino and the whole, I got pregnant at 48, delivered 6 weeks after I was 49. By 51, yeah. I was looking at a landscape as a single parent.
Yes.
You said we all have a desire to change things we don't like, but you can't change another person.
No.
You have to accept differences and all the things that led to a breakup and the way that allows you to move forward.
Yes.
You and Pacino are in a good place now.
Yes.
And out of my support system and people I know and love, I've created the ideal partner.
Yeah.
That is so, I just hung out with my ex on Friday. And
yeah.
It is. It's always wonderful. It's always a little sad, but I totally. Got
I don't feel sadness, but I do think that here's what I don't get. I'll tell you what I don't get. I don't get where love goes. You know what I mean? You know when you're deeply in love with someone and you do things motivated by love. Because my whole life has been motivated by love. I've never made a professional decision that wasn't motivated by some element of love somewhere.
Yeah.
I've never made a personal decision that wasn't
including
based
doing
on
this
love.
Podcast today.
But then this is motivated by love. But the thing is,
why are you two still
where
here?
Where does that go?
Someone has to do the
where
work.
Does that go? That you're talking about your ex. Where does that deep love go?
It doesn't go anywhere. It's still there.
But you don't feel it.
It's sad. It's happy and sad. Yeah.
I think I mean something else. It's like,
well, it's different because that's you've
it's
had two
like
kinds of
when
vodka.
I think of how in love I was with Al.
Yeah,
I obviously would have done anything that he wanted.
Yeah,
you know, anything, any place, anytime, anywhere. You know what I mean? That was really what my relationship.
I can imagine.
With
him can you
was.
Imagine, Travis?
I want you to be the mother of my children.
It wasn't because of that. It was because of him, the one to one him. Because I didn't have that thing like, oh my God, it's Al Pacino. No, that never happened. But
just when he wore those shoes, and what was the movie with Ellen Barkin? Remember when he wore the shoes?
You know, he does have a weird thing with shoes that I can disclose. And sorry, Al, if you're listening, which I know you won't be because you're still learning how to text. But he is. But no, I will tell you one thing. I was quite surprised one day when I asked him what size shoe he wore. And he said 11 and up. And his thinking was, because I noticed that he had some size 12 shoes. And his thinking was that if your foot is a size 10 and a half or 11, that means that you can wear anything up from that. Right. So, you know, it didn't mean, it was a very odd kind of that concept of what size your foot was.
Sea of love.
Yeah, it's like I can wear a
size... I bought the shoes!
Yeah, you know, it's like I can wear a size 12 because my feet are an 11, so obviously they'll fit into a 12, kind of like a woman saying, well, I'm a size 6, so of course I could wear a size 8 or a 10 or a 12, because, you know, right. I mean, it's just an odd thing I noticed. No, obviously you don't get it either, I don't get it.
No, it's actually, it's really good if you're wanting to shoes on clearance, because those bigger sizes are always available.
Maybe it does come from his really tough childhood and not...
Yeah,
he did tell me that there was like there was something sad about shoes that he remembered hearing his parents say when he was young, hey, the kid needs some shoes, and it was with apprehension.
Yeah,
because where were they going to get the money for the shoes?
Yeah, there's that phrase, "Mama needs some new shoes."
Yeah, baby.
That's
need,
not him.
No,
that's...
no, not Mama. It's a, baby needs
baby
a new,
needs some new
baby
shoes.
Needs a new pair of shoes. Come on.
All right, let's talk about other famous men.
Luck so, be
Chevy
a
Chase,
lady.
Seriously.
What?
He is, you know, reportedly a dick.
Are we going to really turn
and
this
you have
into
worked
like
with
an
her multiple, well, you've worked with him multiple times. But then also, you did a TV show with him on after all the vacation movies.
With Chevy?
You have to be an amazingly, a pilot for a TV show.
I did
show,
a pilot.
Chev and Bev.
I wasn't so friendly on the pilot.
No, you said you hated him and you wanted to go back to loving him.
I wanted to go back to loving him. But no, the real reason was because Chevy was masterful at triangulating. And no matter what, he would we'd always get into the dynamic of Chevy's the big boss and I'm not the big boss. And in this particular situation, Aaron Kaplan had approached me singularly, and I took the meeting with him because I said, I have an idea for a series that I want to do.
Right.
And I said, because I want to get behind the camera. I want to be on the other side. I'm kind of done with being in front. And he said, why would you say that? And I said, I'm not in the demographic. He goes, I don't know. So we started to talk. And I said, I think you are. So we started talking. Everything I'd say about my life, he'd go, that's the show. Like I said, I was married to a duke. Did he have a lot of money? I actually had the cash. He had all the stuff. He goes, that's the show. I've always wanted to do a show about people that are that don't have any money, but they live an exotic lifestyle.
Right.
I had kids when I was 49. That's the show. Finally, and what I said was, well, okay, if that's a show, I would say that I'm like a grandmother raising her grandchildren, but they're my kids. And he said, that's it. He goes, you are a grandparent who has to raise your kids because your daughter dies. And I went, that is the saddest premise
that
for a
sitcom. Scream sitcom.
So I love it.
Yeah.
And he said, with Chevy. And I said, do you know Chevy?
Do you know Chevy?
And he said, and this is verbatim, and I want this out there, and you'll see where it's going. So, he said, well, you know, I pitched him a travel show where he would just, like, travel around the country, you know, and meet people in different towns like he was on permanent vacation. But I never got a call back. And I said, I can get him on the phone. And he goes, okay, do it. So I called and left a message. And Chevy, and this is okay to say, and I said, okay, I've got the message, but I know he'll call me back. So what happened was I got a call from his wife saying Chevy's in rehab. So I told Aaron that Chevy was in Italy. And I said, so we got to get him on.
That's code for rehab.
I'm networking here. So I said, he's in Italy, so we'll coordinate a call. And because we had to. And so we get Chevy on this conference call. Aaron thinks he's in Italy. The first thing Chevy says is, whatever Bev wants to do, I'm in. So I entered in this thinking, finally, the fact that I've guided all of these movies, you know what I mean?
Right.
I'll be in that position because the producer came to me. What happened almost immediately was I became like the piece of shit. It was like they picked up on his misogyny or whatever. It was like, you know, hey, how can I make Chevy think I'm cool? Fuck off, Bev. I mean, you know, it was like that puerile and misogynistic. And ultimately, it was crazy. The producer would never let me read the script because the one thing Chevy and I said was, we are not, the chemistry that created Clark and Ellen Griswold exists between us. But we're not Clark and Ellen Griswold, and we don't want to play Clark and Ellen Griswold.
Right.
Chevy was interested in a series that was maybe examining like a 40-year-old marriage or a 35-year-old marriage, because he's been in a marriage. I've been in 500 since I met him. But anyway, not
same
marriages,
thing.
But you know, same
just
thing.
Cumulatively.
But, you know,
cumulatively.
What was
yeah.
very interesting was he wanted to explore love and complications at that age, which I thought was tremendously hip. But I noticed that Aaron was kind of always coaxing us towards something else. And we were not really in on any quote-unquote creative meetings. And then we had to interview writers. Chevy hated all of them. But there was one writer that
and I'm sure it was mutual.
That I noticed. No, there was one writer that I noticed that he did get along with who said all the right things to Chevy to make Chevy think he was okay. And I said, let's go with this writer. You know, let's go with him. Chevy said, okay, you know, whatever. That writer ended up turning against me. Totally. I was never allowed to read the script. The one thing I had said was, I'm not playing Ellen Griswold. I'm not playing Ellen Griswold to Chevy's Clark. I'm not doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, don't worry. When I finally got the message from Aaron that had been picked up, I said, I haven't even read the script. And when I asked him if I could read the script, he goes, I'm not submitting your notes to NBC, or you got to be crazy if I'm taking you and Chevy's notes to them. I'm the producer here. You're not the writer. You're an actor.
This is misogyny bullshit.
Yeah,
why we have Donald Trump.
Right.
Okay. Let's,
So the end of the story is that when I did get the script, it was titled Chev and Bev, and it was basically the Griswolds and their grandparents who have to raise their grandkids, even though they, upon his retirement, they've bought a van to drive across the country. That gets way late. I mean, it was just so...
You're like, I think people might
Yeah, so I said, okay,
that.
Look, here's the deal. You can't use my name. It can't be Chev and Bev. That's like telling everybody in the public that, A, I'm producing this, which I'm not.
Right.
And
right.
B, that this is us, and it's like, I'm not going to do that to my public. And so he said, fine, we'll call it the Chevy Show. So we were in that atmosphere, and obviously it didn't work.
I know. Here's what I love about you. You said it was a nightmare. I was so mad at him when we were shooting the pilot. And when it was over, it was like, oh, thank God I can go back to loving
him.
It's a long-term friendship. And I
thought,
you must have enormous capacity for that. Because I'll never forget. I loved Richard Belzer's joke when, you know, Chevy's late night show bombed. And someone said to Richard Belzer,
I did that show.
God, he's... The show's so bad, you almost feel bad for Chevy. And Belzer goes, not if you know him.
Well, yeah, he's, you know.
But you somehow.
Because I really know him.
Right.
Because I really know him. I've done 5 films with him. I've done a pilot with him. I've done 2 major campaigns, Old Navy and a Super Bowl commercial for Home Away as spokesman. I mean, I really, 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 really know the guy. And so, you know, when you really know and love somebody, yeah, you go through bad times, but you come back to that continuity, you know?
Yeah. You said to somebody, when my past becomes more interesting than my present, then I'll write my memoir.
Yeah, and I'm getting close. But not
no,
yet.
No, you are endlessly.
Not yet. It's still pretty intriguing. It just, it's still kind of cooking along with new things.
Oh, you are endlessly fascinating. You know, one thing I totally spaced on all your other huge credits that I know love you for. You played Kitty Menendez in A Killing in Beverly Hills.
And I ended up having an affair with the guy who played my son for like 15 minutes.
You are just fantastic in every way.
Yeah, he was a criminal, actually.
Well, okay.
I got applause for that, yeah. No, it was a terrible thing. I ended up having to put a
gate. So wait a minute. Are you still performing in a jazz band called Blue Martini?
Blue Martini is the name of my jazz band because of the theme song.
Travis, when are we going?
Feeling azure, not in the pink, needing a cure, craving a drink, aquamarine,
oh
mood, indigo, turquoise and navy. Our colors, you know, You're red hot but lonely. The skies are reptilian gray. On this sojourn so jaded, my love lies unsated.
My life
in disarray. I need a blue martini. But anyway, it's a long song.
You know
song.
What? Come out
when
of your shell, for
when can
fuck's
we, when
sake.
And where can we see this?
Where can we see this?
Seriously, no.
At venues near you. I just did do a gig as Blue Martini. I started that too low, so I couldn't sing the whole song.
All right.
Did my voice sound rough there? A little
no.
Rough.
It sounded great.
Okay, anyway, but nice. I do that with castanets.
Like Tina Turner says, we're going to do it nice and rough. Yeah, I liked it.
We don't do anything nice.
Nice and slow.
Nice and slow. No, she
Wait,
does say
you
slow.
You also started as an animator cartoonist at Hanna-Barbera.
Nice
what? And then you were a rock singer. What the fuck?
What is
you
going
are the most
on?
Fascinating woman in the fucking world.
You love me. You got a crush on me.
You may not leave the house.
Who doesn't? Who doesn't, Ellen Griswold?
I know. And by the way, I'm not going to go into what I've just been through. I'm not. It's not worth it.
Okay, can we just delve into a little more about you and the fluidity? Because I was not aware. Because you were famously, you know, Italian Duke, Milos Forman, Al Pacino. So tell me about the dip in the Lady Lake.
Here's my deal. You know, I came of age, 17.
Get the fuck out, both of you.
In the era of the first prong
free
of
love.
Women's Live and free love.
Yeah, sure.
And so when I was entering into my sexuality, it was in the context of... You manifest yourself sexually, and it's all okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And even though I
can
had...
Dim the lights.
Mm-hmm. You know, but yeah.
mm-hmm.
But the,
on,
thing is,
uh-huh.
the thing is...
Mm-hmm.
What I've been...
You want the strong stuff, Steph?
Mm-hmm.
What
yeah,
I've
wait,
always
I don't drink
been,
hard liquor, but yeah,
what
give
I've
me that
always
too.
Been,
uh-huh.
what
give
I've
me
always,
that too.
What, you want some of this vodka?
Yeah. Oh, yes.
What
I want it all.
What I've always been
I feel
interested
like, I'm just
in
going to Somalia this
is
into your mouth for a minute.
What I've always been... interested in is that ideal of free love and
it's not free around here but it's true
but
what
but thinking that you know the desire to commune sexually is innate and that it shouldn't interfere you know with other things but I will tell you this here's my deal I have now and just recently proven yet again I've got the final proof even at this late stage of the game that for me you know, love is a prerequisite of a sexual relationship, whether it's heading into it, Because for me, it arises. If you find it on YouTube, I Can't Fuck Falling Without Falling in Love is worth playing.
Sean.
But yeah, find it on YouTube. I Can't Fuck Without Falling in Love, Beverly D'Angelo at the Vibe Room. But anyway, I know that now. And as I stand here before you, I know that now more than anything I've ever known before about it. There's no more refuting it. There's no more,
maybe. There's a whole thing.
There's no more
thing
like
about
I
late
could
in
have
life.
Sex without an emotional involvement. Yeah. I cannot. No.
Girls can.
Beverly.
Mostly girls can.
I don't even think it's girls. I think it's me, Beverly D'Angelo. Yeah. That's the way I'm wired. Two, I like penetration.
What? Oh, hello.
I like a cock.
Hang on.
Let me
write this down. Hang on. I got to take some notes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And I like guys.
Yes.
I really like men.
I like men, too,
I was raised
I'm attracted
by men.
To men.
I love men, I'd say.
Yeah.
I love the way that they are.
I work with all men. I pretend I hate them,
right,
but I love them
but
a lot.
But the problem comes when you want a man to be like a woman.
No, you can't get the emotional connection,
the emotional.
Intimacy, and yeah.
So having said, I don't like to eat pussy. I'm just putting it out
well,
there.
Well, listen, I don't, you know what? You know, weirdly, oh my God, this is going to work out so great because I don't even care about that.
Yeah.
It's a little too much for me. Can we just, I've had
but
enough Chardonnay,
said
you've
that,
had enough. No, it's a
love
little
a girl.
Too, no, it's a little
like
too
a girl.
Intense for me. It's a little too, it really is. This
to
is
me,
the first time I've revealed this publicly.
Yeah.
I don't, it's too much. It's too,
I have to say,
I need
to say,
teasing,
not,
I need a little, why are you both still here? Just go home.
No, hashtag
but the thing
me
is,
too.
I don't like, it's too much direct. I need teasing. I need, I don't
I
really
need
like.
The connection.
Okay, yes.
I need the connection.
We
I
are
mind,
perfect together.
Like humping's
we,
okay.
You showed me how
humping's
to make
okay.
my fire. We You have five fireplaces in your house. I was
I'm a total.
I was showing you my new log lighter. We started arguing about fires, but I feel like this is going to be super hot.
Fires.
You don't have to eat my pussy.
No.
We'll just
Here's
make
the
it,
thing.
What?
The reason that I was telling you about your fire, this is the key thing. I am the authority on everything.
You're the what? Yeah.
I'm the authority.
I know.
That's
you're
why
so
I have my...
No, you're so bossy. It's hot.
Yeah, I know. That's
All my
why
girlfriends
I
have been bossy.
My iPad because I'm
Fucking
ready.
Hot.
I'm ready to refute any fact, any quasi-fact. By the way, I know you're political. Shouldn't we just delve a little bit?
Wait, why haven't we talked? This podcast
because
is about drinking and talking shit about...
Finger-banging yourself under the table the whole time.
I have not been finger-banging myself. I don't like that either.
No, here's the thing. Yeah, it's like, you know what I mean? Let's transcend.
Let's
transcend.
Okay, because this podcast is mostly drinking and talking shit about
Donald
Trump.
Yeah, well, let's not do that.
What?
I want to float something out to you, okay?
Go ahead.
You know how
float
people...
Float my boat. What?
You know how people have strokes and like, it's like, well, her brain is perfectly intact. She understands everything you're saying, but we've lost the left side and kind of like that, right?
Right.
I think that Melania Trump had the opposite of that kind of stroke.
Really?
And I think that when she went down to Florida for that time and everybody was going like, did she have a facelift? Did she have laser skin removal? That actually she'd had a stroke that was the opposite of a physical stroke. It was like, well, we've lost the brain.
The same stroke we've all had since that fucker's been.
We've lost the brain, but physically she's intact. Did you see her walk into the walk up to the casket with Trump?
Yes.
What?
And Trump was like,
was
okay,
that?
Let's go. She's like, Gloop. She's like, she was like Walmart.
She was
mom.
Like a
nope.
robotic.
Nope.
And her eyes had never been, this little cat eye thing had never been higher. It looked like it was like,
Catwoman.
It never been
right.
higher. She's in, oh, she's,
uh-oh, there goes, we have one vodka. We have one vodka down. We have one vodka, but thank God we have a backup.
Vodka down on aisle one.
We have a backup.
Vodka down
we have a backup.
On aisle one.
Glass is
one
not broken.
Vodka's
There's
down.
No broken glass.
I'm, you know.
Fine. Everything's drunk. Fine. Okay. No,
I'm so sorry. This is visual, though. I feel like.
Oh no, you look fantastic.
If I've got to be, yeah, but you don't. You
I would spend
see,
all
the lighting
all the time.
I should
going,
have
no.
the light right here.
I would spend the. Whole
I need the
all
light
well,
right
listen,
here.
I went to my
move.
Fucking basement.
Okay,
I'm
look,
a loser.
I bet this is
I don't
better.
Have Emmys. I don't have gold.
Okay,
balls.
Are you watching me, people? Isn't the light better here? Look.
Oh yeah, that's much better.
Because that's that.
Okay,
that's
spend the
my
whole,
key light.
We
There's
spend
no
the whole
light
time
over there. It's making this thing. Okay, go ahead. I'll talk to you
crazy.
Like this.
She's
I'm
crazy.
Holy.
Wouldn't we be fantastic together? We just argue the whole time about how whether she looks bad in this light or whether the fire's right or not. And
it's,
then
no,
she would, sing,
the
me,
fire was
she would
okay.
sing me her fluidity song.
The, yeah, Sean. I don't have a fluidity song. It's just I can't fuck without falling in love. There's no
okay,
reference to fluidity.
Sing a song that has been.
Oh, wait, you got to fast forward through the talking.
Oh, is this your patter?
Is it my what?
Already your patter?
My potter.
Your patter.
My
patter.
Yeah, that's my patter. And this goes on for a long time, too. I was in my 40s movie star like that. Kind of good, right?
We can't. The people are too fucking loud. Wait, I can't hear your
beautiful
voice.
Wait till I start singing.
Okay, all right, go on.
This goes on forever. I'm such a crowd teaser. Here it is. Wow! He can't take it. Somebody here, or is it my singing? Okay.
I love it. I love it.
Okay, but right. Here's the thing. I like a dick.
Okay, what do you want me to do about it? I'll get a dildo. I don't really like. I don't like the strap-on thing because I'm just like, then go with a man if you want a strap-on.
That's weird. I had one woman once ask me,
and I was like, I just feel weird, and it's just.
I'm more of a three-way person. I think.
Oh.
Well, I think I don't know. Look, at this point,
really,
As I said, I'll write my memoir.
All right, if
when
Milo
my
Spar-
present,
oh, no,
when
Sparman
my presence, gone. When I'll write my me, oh, I was going to say Milos.
What?
I'll write my memoir when my present is less interesting than my past.
Right.
So as long as my present keeps becoming interesting and new,
tonight hasn't happened yet.
You're not going to be writing the memoir tonight.
What?
Does she do this every podcast?
No.
This is actually,
not many guests say, hey, that, you know, I've been fluid.
I bet you say that to all the girls.
Not since Christine Lottie.
Do you say that? Did you come on to Christine Lottie?
No, she's married and straight. You, on
you
the other hand,
the
are a fucking wild child. Fucking, hey, I'm fluid in my kitchen.
Not
I'm
so
like,
childish. But did you hit on Christine Lottie?
A little bit.
A lot.
How did
you
it
read
go?
The dirty parts of the book tour.
What about
she
the
wrote
tour?
The dirty
she,
parts
she
of her
wrote a book.
Book,
and she read like literally the dirtiest parts of the book to her.
She wrote
How
it.
How did it go?
She wrote it.
You know, I'll tell
awkward.
You something. I
She's
did
hot.
A musical,
Dr. Kate Austin.
I did a musical with Christine Lottie before she was Christine Lottie, 1976.
Yeah,
and
was
she was
crazy?
Fresh out of Northwestern, and everybody was comparing her looks to Cheryl Teagues or something. It's just awful.
Wow. Oh.
She was talented and earnest and wonderful.
She's
and
fantastic.
She is
no,
fantastic.
No, she's very straight and married and happy.
She's cool. She's
I
cool,
just,
babe.
I, like all lesbians, I had a crush on Dr. Kate Austin.
You tried.
I'm not a media participant. I don't really watch shows.
All right, just shut up and sing to me.
Oh, you're doing it again? Oh.
You're crazy.
She's the first crazy. Yeah, of course.
You're crazy.
I'm well. Crazy
for feeling. That's not me. So that's Patsy Cline,
you
idiot.
I was trying to get you in the mood.
That's not
Jesus
even me.
Christ, you're high maintenance.
Don't play me another
oh,
person
God,
singing that song.
I have the wrong angle
go
on the
YouTube,
camera.
Go to Ronnie Hawkins session.
It's the wrong light. It's but, the wrong but in, angle. But it's not me singing.
She knows how to find it, though.
This is who I always pick is really high maintenance women. We're going to
this
be
isn't high
together.
Maintenance. Am I coming off like a high maintenance person?
No, not at all. Not
I'm
for
really
me.
Really not.
Not for me.
Why? What's your
this
pass?
Is perfect.
Are
you
a supplier?
Basically you. Basically you. Really hot, complicated.
Yeah, this is
hot, complicated
this is
actress.
You want to hear me singing crazy?
Okay. All right. Fine. Wow.
We've got to get to
she's
it.
She's bossy. I
not
like
there.
It.
Not there. Let wow, them geez. Delve and get to crazy, and then.
Oh my God.
Then
bossy
we can go to that.
Motherfucker. All right. Hang on. Jesus.
And that's worth listening to. All right. I just had a 2.5 month long psychosexual relationship with a guy who was 30 years younger than me.
Wow.
Solamente il telefono.
Stop speaking Italian. What are you talking
Only
about?
Only on the phone.
You had a phone sex relationship?
Oh, see, you have a phone sex voice. Like,
yeah,
will you at least
but
have phone sex with me after this?
Here's what happened to me. Here's what happened to me. I thought, what could be more detached than a phone sex relationship?
Mm.
And yet.
You like it?
It happened to me. I fell in love with him, so I had to end it.
You're fucked up. You're perfect for
isn't
me.
Isn't that fucked
okay,
up?
Let's go to listening.
What is that?
Let's go to listening to this.
Can we remember? What key
look at that hair. What key you like that hair?
That 80s hair. Jesus.
It is 80s hair.
Were you in the Bay City Rollers?
Yes. Wait, do you see what I'm wearing? Yes. I was in the base. But this is good sing.
For feeling so lonely.
See, that's beautiful. Come on, seriously.
I'm crazy. Holy fuck, look at your hair. There's like condominiums in each side.
It looks like Louis the 15th.
What the fuck is going on? There's looks like Louis poodles the 15th. In one side.
When you said big hair earlier, this is big hair stuff.
That's big hair. I'm
higher
nuts.
The hair, the closer to God.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Isn't it?
Wow. I feel like if you have a little more vodka, there's just no fucking telling what we're going to get out
but
of you.
But the thing is, but when you compare how great I am to my accomplishments, mm-hmm. the list really mm-hmm. comes up wanting. Mm-hmm. No, it does. Like, I was, okay, but let me ask you this.
If you hadn't been a goddamn sperm receptacle penis worshiper,
yeah, it'd be a different
if you'd
thing.
Been with me,
I know that
you would have had like 17
I know,
Oscars by
I know,
now.
I know it.
Jesus. But women
it was,
are more
it's
supportive.
Just how it went. I remember when I got together with him. I was supposed to open for Brian Setzer.
Al Pacino, where's his body
and
work?
And I was supposed to do a Playboy layout, and I canned them both.
Yeah,
because I was madly in love with him.
Who, Al?
Yeah.
Who are we talking about? Because yes. You're kind of.
And then when I
a little bit horny.
Then when I had kids and we split up, I thought, oh, wait a minute. The only way I know how to do this is to be an available parent. And that to me meant can't go out of town.
Yeah.
But it was really late in the day to get into television. I was blessed to get that role on Entourage.
Yeah.
But
Babs,
even then.
Fantastic. Babs the agent.
But even then, you know, I encountered like a lot of like, well, you're not from the TV world. You don't have those Emmys and you don't. Because it's a different way of working than film.
Well, let me just say you were fucking robbed for your Emmy and your Golden Globe.
I was robbed. But yeah, I think that the best I've ever been when I, the reason that I loved that guy that I married, because that was really the best I'd ever been.
Yeah.
You know, with that kind of, but I need a lot of support. I need somebody every morning saying like,
oh,
Bev,
no,
I,
you're,
you can
like, you're totally
you can
a
get over your trauma.
You know what? You're
you
a stage five clinger like me. We're like perfect together.
This is not going to work though. Every morning you're down here with us.
Oh no! But I'd still
I'd run up
in every commercial break and tell her how beautiful it is.
I'll tell her how
that's the perfect angle for her and the perfect light.
Right, and I'll say, Stephanie, you're doing so great. It's great. It sounds great. I'm listening right upstairs by the fire. It's brilliant.
I know, and I would run
and
up
I'll give
and
you
say,
like little
"You're perfect
things
this
to say."
Light. Oh, this is so fantastic! I love this whole scenario.
I know. I'll give you like little things to say.
Yeah, she'll be like, "Okay, that." Let me give you some
try
notes
this.
On that last segment.
Yeah, because I'll have my iPad like right here,
and I would be like, "Honey,
I'll go, Stephanie,
checking you the whole time.
Hit this. I'll be like your rock.
You know what? Why are you two still fucking here? You're such goddamn clit blockers. Get the
clit
fuck
blockers.
Out. Jesus. Do you not have a little bit of happiness with Beverly D'Angelo? All right. We probably should end this before
I'm
going to
send you home with that bottle.
Right. I don't want it.
Jesus.
Look at how much I had. What is it? But that was empty.
No.
You
oh, no.
had
some. Oh, no, that wasn't empty.
I had an ounce. But right. The trouble is that I'm working on the non-rosé bottle. And by the way, kids, you're never seeing this, so I don't even just say kids.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah, they're your kids. Are not.
And but who watches this and where?
Well, you might be surprised.
Am I having a nervous breakdown?
No, you'll be fine. It'll
this
all be fine.
This isn't like a televised nervous breakdown.
Oh, no, it'll be fine, Beverly.
Yeah,
don't
right.
you worry. After we're married,
I won't
one,
be
no
calling.
One will care. It'll be
I
all part be, of the foreplay.
I won't be calling you and
okay.
saying,
I like, I don't really,
play
I don't,
the
okay,
Lily
I don't care about, I don't know,
again?
I don't care about eating pussy. I like my nipples circled, you know, like just teasy way. Like,
really?
Do you like that? Do you like just like a little,
at
like,
present,
like a, you're circling for a landing?
At present, they're still taped.
Oh, they're still a little tender. Okay.
They're
perfect.
Taped.
Oh, okay. What? All right. I'll have more to say about this tomorrow.
But I think that here's the thing. I think that where I want to get to in life is to not be dependent. I'm almost there, Stephanie. I'm almost there where I don't need... It's like, you know, I don't want to be in a relationship where I'm holding on to that for the missing pieces of me.
No. You're
you know what I'm
beautiful
saying?
And complete all by yourself.
No, you know
I'll
what
just
I'm
be
saying?
Your...
But I don't... I'm not
your,
quite
oh, my God.
There
I can't
yet.
Believe that she is a Emmy and whatever, she doesn't realize the playoff music has started and she's still
it's
talking,
over.
Which is I love because okay. we're both talky. This is what you're gonna love about being with a woman. You'll be like, when men hear we have to talk, they're like, oh fuck.
You're
with
right.
women, you'll be like, oh
you
great, 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 let's talky
right,
all night about
right.
Yeah, our process
exactly.
and blah blah blah. Blah.
Right, right.
All right,
and it's like, yeah,
speaking of
yeah, you should do gyrotonics today.
I love you, Beverly D'Angelo.
Thank you.
I love you too, Stephanie.
Okay.
Yay! Mrs. Griswold! Oh, yeah, right there. Yeah!